Morning, guys. Welcome.
Morning.
We've got offensive coordinator Aaron Roderick, wide receiver Chase Roberts. Let you guys get settled. As you get ready, we'll start with an opening statement from Coach, and then we'll go to questions from the room. Coach, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, it's great to be here. We're super excited about this bowl game, and have a ton of respect for Georgia Tech. I think there's two programs who are really similar. Smart, tough players who execute and play really hard. Interestingly enough, that Georgia Tech's offense is an offense that we study a lot. We have a lot in common with them. Devoted a lot of time to studying them in the offseason and during the season. It's one of those teams we watch every week what they did that week and look for ideas. And so it's interesting that we're playing against them. And I talking to some of their coaches last night, they said some similar things back to us. So a lot of respect from the two coaching staffs, and their defense plays really hard. They do a lot of things well, and we're really looking forward to the chance to compete with these guys.
All right, thank you, Coach. Got any questions from the room? We'll start with Matt Marshall, second row.
Yeah, Matt Marshall with the Orlando Sentinel. Coach, I wanted to ask, you've got a young quarterback in Bear. What has impressed you the most about maybe his development, you know, what he's been able to do over the season, and what have you noticed that's made him maybe kind of stand out and be kind of the special player he's been?
Yeah, Bear is a special player. I think this thing that stands out most about him is just his poise. It's rare to see a freshman who is so unbothered by any circumstances, good or bad, in a game. You know, he's had a lot of success this year, and he's not real impressed with himself. He just keeps working and gets ready to play again the next week. And then when we've stumbled, he's not a guy who dwells on it or gets discouraged by it. He's always just kind of playing the next play, and just a very steady, consistent person in all areas of his life.
We go front row left.
Aaron, Chad from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Follow up on Georgia Tech's offense. What stood out to you about maybe concepts or formations or things that they were doing that you really loved?
All of it. They're very creative on offense. They like to run the quarterback, and I don't like to run the quarterback quite as much as they do. Quarterback run game's always been an element in what we do, whether it was all the way back to Zach Wilson, Jaren Hall, Jake Retzlaff, now Bear. The QB run game, I think, is a great equalizer. And then Georgia Tech's just very creative with their formations and how they use their personnel. They find ways to get the ball to their best players consistently. And that's something we try to do as well. We're trying to get the ball to this guy. We're trying to get the ball to Parker Kingston, LJ Martin. That's something we do well too. So that's one of those teams we just really like to study.
Then we go in third row on the left, and then we'll go third row on the right.
John Walker from KSL and Salt Lake. Coach, Kalani talked a little bit yesterday about LJ and kind of what missing him from this bowl game means for you guys, but how much confidence do you have in the depth behind him at running back, guys like Enoch and Joe Vesa and Preston and some of those guys to kind of step up in his place?
Well, I do have confidence in those guys, but anytime you're missing the Big 12 Player of the Year, that's going to be a big loss. You know, we went into every game this year saying LJ has to carry the ball 20 times and then everything else follows. That's what kind of player he is. And so with the other guys, it's going to be by committee. We're going to spread the ball around and see if one of them gets hot, then maybe they'll get more carries. But right now we kind of have a plan to use all three of those guys. But I do have confidence in them, and I'm excited, especially, we kind of know what Enoch's been around and done a lot of good things for us over the years. I'm excited to see Joe Vesa play. You know, it's time to find out who Joe Vesa is and what he can do for us in the future. And he has some juice. He has speed and makes some plays in practice sometimes that you think, okay, that's going to show up in a real game when his time comes. But it wasn't quite his time yet because we've been trying to get the ball to LJ so much. So I'm excited to see what Joe Vesa does.
Okay, we'll go to Terry, third row.
Coach Terry. Terry Spain with Sports First Media. Quick question for you. You guys have some seniors on your team. What has been the overall message to the senior as they play their final game here in the Pop-Tart Bowl?
Man, I'm glad you mentioned that because, the seniors, these guys have done so much to help us get to this point. Our first year in the Big 12, we went 5-7, and we had some tough losses that year and some humbling losses that were. We really found out the hard way what it was going to take to compete at a high level in this conference. And most of these seniors were part of that. And then to put in the work and then go back-to-back 11-2 seasons, you know, we and get to the championship game this year, you know, we came up a little short. But these guys deserve to go out the right way. And so people who think that bowl games are meaningless or whatever, they're it's not true, man. I still think bowl games are super important in college football because otherwise these guys don't, you know, otherwise there's only one team in the country that gets to end the season feeling good, you know, and there's just so many teams and there's so much hard work and these guys put into to what they do. And so I really hope for our seniors that we go out and play well and let those guys get to experience winning one more time.
One from the podium for you, Chase, as one of those seniors. What are you? What is your approach, or what is your mindset coming into your final game with BYU?
I was hoping I could just chill and hear A-Rod just speak the whole time. No, I'm just excited to go out like Coach Roderick was saying. We want to end with a positive feeling and to roll over into next season. We saw what it did last year when we beat Colorado in the Alamo Bowl. It jump-started us into this next season. So we want to do that for the young guys, and we want to see BYU succeed. So as a senior, it's another meaningful game, and we want to end the right way and just play BYU football.
Yeah, I'm curious, as a follow-up, what does your role as a captain mean to you? Or what do you carry as a captain in terms of leading the team?
Yeah, you try to just be consistent every game and treat every game like it's your last, you know? And as a senior, this is my last game, so I want to show the guys how much love I have for this program and will have continuing forward. And I think this is a great way to show that, is to play hard in this game and to go out and practice and treat it like it's, you know, an important part of this BYU football team and family. So that's what we're going to do.
We'll go back to Matt, second row.
Chase, I was going to follow up on that. You guys fall just short of getting into the college football playoff field this year, but you guys have a chance to get to 12 wins, which is something special for this program, which hasn't happened since 2001. What would it mean for you guys to finish this out with a win and to get to that 12-win mark?
Yeah, I think it was 2001 the last time BYU went, you know, had 12 wins. So to be able to do that, you know, as a senior and with this team and with my brothers, that'll be something super special, and we'll go down in the history books. And it's been such a great momentum builder going forward, like I said. And to have it with this team, this coaching staff, it'll be something special that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
All right, we'll go back one in the front row, and then we'll go to the third row.
Chase, can you break down Georgia Tech's defense, what you've seen from them on film?
Yeah, they just play hard-nosed football and tough. There's cover one. We'll see if they do more man against us. Cover three, all those, you know, different types of variations. And it's been fun to watch their guys. And I think we have good matchups and want to win our matchups. We're going to be able to, I think, run the ball, pass the ball, do our thing against them. And like Coach was saying, it's very similar, I think, both sides of the ball. With our defense. So I think it's going to be a fun matchup. It's kind of going to be like going up against our own defense, our own offense, you know, as we go play Georgia Tech. They're very similar in a lot of ways with us. So just excited to go play and do our thing and have some fun.
We'll go to the third row on the left.
Chase, you guys have done a really nice job, I think, these last couple of weeks of kind of shrugging off some disappointment from college football playoff and that kind of thing. You've really embraced sort of the spirit of the Pop-Tarts Bowl, I think, in a lot of ways. I'm thinking of like Parker, who's really embodied Frosted Strawberry in a lot of ways. I think, does that help you guys sort of embrace what this bowl game is to be able to, it's no secret you guys like to stay loose and kind of stay to sort of play clean like that. Does this type of bowl game kind of help that in some ways?
Yeah, I think it fits with our culture, just being able to, like you said, play loose. It's nice and warm outside, so, you know, it works with our muscles too. We get to play loose in that way too. Just going to having fun. I feel like we're a really mature team to where we can spend a week in Orlando and have fun at Disneyland and all that and then go win a football game. So that's the type of team we are. That's how we've been all season, that we can have fun, do some karaoke together the day before the game, and then go out and kick some butt. So that's the kind of culture we have here and what we're going to do this Saturday.
I'm curious for both of you, Coach. You played at BYU. I know your dad played at BYU, Chase. You know, mm-hmm. Can you speak to just kind of the relationship you have with the university? And you know, you see a lot of guys who come back and either play or coach there. You know, what does the university itself mean to you?
I played in the days of LaVell Edwards, and so I think everyone that was a part of that era, you know, you have a soft spot for LaVell. And then I think Kalani has done a great job of sort of he doesn't imitate LaVell, but he has carried on a lot of the same program characteristics. And one of those things is mentioning that playoff loss is you don't play backwards, man. The next play, the next game is all that matters. And so nobody's looking back. I mean, we'll deal with that in the offseason with what things we have to do to be able to meet that challenge next year. But right now we're at a bowl game. We're going to be present. We're going to have fun. And we're going to be ready to play when the ball kicks off. And that's part of what's made this program great for a long time.
Anything else, Chase?
Yeah, I think Kalani's established a culture now that will carry on for a while, and it's been fun to see kind of the transition and the way that he's been able to build this program into, I feel like, what it needs to be and what we need to have going forward, just with the love and the learn and the culture that we have is very strong and powerful, very player-led, and we got the right guys on board. We got the right coaching staff, and I'm excited to see what BYU does going forward.
Anything else from the room? We got one in the third row, left behind you, Ray.
Chase, you can't expect me to not follow up if you're going to bring up pregame karaoke with the teams, with the team and everything. What your go-to karaoke song is down here in Orlando?
We always pull out. Let's see. I don't know if I can say that one on some of them. No, we keep it clean. We actually keep it clean in the karaoke. I'm trying to think of one that we jam out to. I feel like we like to keep it chill too. So we'll pull out some Michael Jackson, Bruno Mars type, where we can just sing and. Get bumping, but it's fun.
I'll leave you with this. We'll have Coach Hill and Isaiah in here in a minute. Can you, you know, you've already broken down Georgia Tech's approach. What makes your own defense click?
Does that for me?
Yeah, for both of you. What do you see as a player and a coach when you watch your own defense play?
Same. There's just a lot of great athletes. I think having Jack and Zay in the middle too just kind of scares you a little bit. And then the way that our back end plays with toughness and speed, and having Tanner Wall back there and Folatau with his 6'4" length, like it's just a solid defense that when you line up against them, you're wondering where you can find open spots and beat them. You know, whether it's man, zone, whatever it is. So I just think we have solid players.
Agreed. I think most people underestimate how much length and speed our defense has until they see them in person. You know, it's one of those things you watch them on tape and then they look good and then you see them in person and it's like, wow, these guys are long and fast and they play really, really hard and they know exactly what they're doing every snap. They're very well coached and they're going to hit you and tackle you and you're going to earn every inch you get against our defense.
Coach Roderick, Chase, appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out this morning.